Proclamation number 4540 of 14th of January, 1949. Destiny. Purification possibilities. Do not rebel against fate if it seems hard to you, otherwise you rebel against me. I know that you suffer and how you suffer, but that this suffering is also necessary for your soul. And if you desire a better fate for yourselves in eternity, you must regard earthly life as a short time of preparation for the actual life in eternity, which is intended to prepare you for it. But you can only be suitable for the spiritual kingdom if your soul can bear my nearness. This state therefore has to be reached on earth in order to be a candidate for the spiritual kingdom, and this requires a strict school where the soul is exposed to opportunities for purification which should and will bring it success if it is willing. Therefore life must offer such purification opportunities, and these only exist in opportunities for serving neighborly love or in suffering of the most varied kind. You humans have now become very lukewarm in your work of love and therefore need the second means of purification. Suffering in an intensified form. I would never let people suffer, because my love for my living creations is exceedingly great. Yet without suffering no human being would mature, but be in greatest danger of completely detaching himself from me and becoming attached to matter. And I want to prevent this, and thus I often use violent means. I approach you through sorrowful events in order to induce you to come to me, to unite with me and to receive the strength directly from me in order not to succumb. I know about your development, about your will since eternity, and therefore your fate is also my work and imposed on you in wise foresight of its possibility of success. And therefore you should not grumble or complain, but always bear in mind that I've intended everything for you, joy and suffering, and if suffering oppresses you excessively, remember that your earthly life is no more long, but that increased suffering also ensures your spiritual progress. Rejoice that you may suffer, for my love has intended it for you because I want to help you become perfect in order to be united with you forever. Amen.